my gloves. Come on, heat. Any day now. Winter is hard, but your groceries don't have to be. This winter, stay warm. Tap the banner to order your groceries online at voila.ca. Enjoy in-store prices without leaving your home. You'll find the same regular prices online as in-store. Many promotions are available both in-store and online, though some may vary.
This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
When you see the headline, you read the story. The Toronto Sun's Justin Holmes wrote this. Toronto slammed for, quote, mind-boggling six-figure fee to turn home into duplex. City demanding $125,000 in fees to turn commercial building into duplex, even though it was already a home. And this property is at Shepherd Avenue West. Guy wants to convert it from commercial to residential. City's going to say, thank you very much. You go right ahead and do that. All the best. But before you get started, how's $125,000 in fees sound? Now, the number probably shouldn't be zero, but it shouldn't be $125,000. And they may have tried to shake down the wrong guy. And I'm not saying they wouldn't do this for everybody. That's part of the problem right now with development charges and some of these fees when you change from residential to commercial and vice versa. Richard Lyle is president of the Residential Construction Council of Ontario, and he joins us now on Toronto Today. Welcome back to the show, Richard.
Good morning.
I give you that number and you're like, it's just symptomatic of a huge problem. It ain't just Toronto either, but it does feel like the biggest problem with these kind of fees are in the major cities in Canada, and it starts and ends with Toronto.
Well, that's correct. And Toronto is the sort of epicenter of this kind of thing. I mean, you've got a similar problem in the Lower Mainland, BC. And you contrast that with, say, Calgary and Edmonton, which is a completely different story. I mean, last year, you know, Alberta had a record number of housing starts, and we were completely in the opposite direction.
$50,000 of it is the development charge, but the rest of it seems to be, as put in the story, in lieu of the creation of parkland. And this guy's not changing this prop. Exactly. This guy's, what's he supposed to create a wild kingdom and put some wild animals in the backyard and they'd give him his $75,000 back? That's the thing that, again, described in the headline is mind boggling, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really symptomatic of the overall problem that, you know, the housing crisis is very real. It's very deep. It's got deep roots. Some of these charges grew just exponentially in the last decade or two, to the point where, you know, when we talk about young people not leaving home, you know, this kind of thing, one-third of young people are staying at home until the age of 35. It's because we've just pushed the cost of housing way out of reach. And in this particular situation, the $125,000 is more than the cost of converting the house back to duplexes. And we need the housing. So it's just the memo didn't get through, you know, and we're dealing with this kind of stuff every day.
What's a development charge? Let's take the $50,000 of a development charge. If I walked up to you and knew borderline nothing about housing and I said, what's a development charge supposed to do and where should that money go? What's your best answer for that?
Well, the idea was that there, you know, when you have new development, it should contribute something to things like ongoing maintenance and infrastructure, some of the costs of maybe some new infrastructure that might be needed relative to that charge. In this case, there's no argument for that. This is a house that was a bungalow, was used as offices, and now they want to convert it to a duplex. I mean, big deal. It's in an established area. This is infill. This is not some, you know, where you're building a subdivision where you arguably need a park or something like that. But the idea of development charges was to contribute something for that. Now, what's happened here is it's got completely distorted and it has grown. It's almost like a cancer. And some of the increases, I mean, if depending on how you measure them, Mike Moffitt's done a lot of work on this, the housing expert, you know, where he shows that these charges have gone up 1,000, 2,000%, pick your period of time, when real incomes have not moved at all. And so a down payment today really is just, and more than a down payment, is really just an increase in taxes in the last 10, 15 years.
What do we look at when it comes to unemployed construction workers? I know the numbers have gone up, but what are the true numbers that you see and how... how many scenarios are there where the work has stalled and really smart men and women who trained for this, got told, go into the trades, there's plenty of work. They're sitting on the sidelines and they want to work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is truly a crisis. I mean, we had the last major correction we had was 30 years ago. This is worse. And if we don't act on a number of levels in the next 2 months, we're going to lose a year and we're going to lose tens of thousands of jobs because of it. And we've done research and ran scenarios and modeling that shows that if, for example, you cut all the sales taxes on new housing for a period of time, you will actually, the government won't lose any money by doing that because there's so little activity going on right now. And what Toronto is facing right now and other cities in the region is just there's a hole that's been blown in the revenue profile because the amount of development and new projects coming forward has collapsed.
The math of this, Richard, before I let you go, should say that renovations should be a little bit more stable than building foundation up, new condos, new homes. Is that industry a little more stable? Homeowners are looking at the price to move, looking at all these development charges and saying, we can dig in similar to where we were during COVID and we're going to renovate rather than move. Is there even a little more stability in that marketplace for rental companies?
Well, one of the problems we've got there is you've got all these new policies on housing and, you know, multiplexing and four unit, six unit projects that can now go into land that was just relegated to single family housing. The process needs to reflect those new policies, and it hasn't caught up yet. So you've got these situations where a lot of projects like this are getting stalled. You know, it's like the individual in this case said he doesn't know what he's going to do right now, given these charges. The city has indicated they're thinking about it. Well, they should have thought about it before they hammered the guy with a $125,000 bill, you know, if he wanted to do it. It doesn't make any sense. And so we need to densify within the city, much like European cities. You know, if you don't want the amount of sprawl that they're trying to avoid, we've got to do this. But we've got to facilitate that happening. And in an area where this particular project is, there are parks and so on. They're already there. And this kind of growth and renovation actually adds itself to the community. So when they say, well, you know, they got to do this or it goes on the back of taxpayers, but what they're doing is they're throwing all the cost of this on the backs of new home buyers and renters. I mean, the industry doesn't pay for this.
No, not one bit. Richard, I got to leave it there. Thanks so much for the time today on this issue.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. The story's in the Toronto Star, by the way, to reset a six-figure fee. Mind-boggling, as the homeowner describes. $125,000 to turn a commercial building into a duplex. And again, the building is not growing in size. It's getting renovated, and they want 50. The city's demanding. It's not an ask. It's a demand. $50,000 is around the development charge fee. And then another 75 in lieu of the creation of parkland. Don't understand that. Looks like a nice place to live, and it's in this cluster of small buildings. To me, you should get to do what you want. Of course, the amount wouldn't be zero, but here we are.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of the Daily Show every weekday morning. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google. Play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
New this winter on Global.
Have you ever told a lie?
Are you serious? Isn't lying part of the job description of CIA?
From executive producer Dick Wolf and the team behind FBI.
New partner.
He can be a little by the book.
You're not much use to me alive, but you're really no use to me dead.
I never knew you cared.
Two perspectives, one mission.
You guys work in the open, we work in the shadows.
Starring Tom Ellis and Nick Gelfis.
Nice work, partner.
CIA, all new Mondays at 10 on Global and stream on Stack TV.